You're now listening to a Press Play Network podcast.
So, this is episode 101 of the Hip Hop Rejects. And man, we got some stuff to talk about today. Shout out to everybody filing into the chat right now on the Facebook group, Hip Hop Rejects Community. Shout out to all y'all loyal listeners of the show. Appreciate you guys for filing in. So, of course, you know, events that transpired over last weekend, you guys kind of know what we're about to talk about today. Going to be talking about the homie Nipsey Hussle, his contributions to hip-hop and stuff like that, and touched on a couple other things as well. I want to say the, I think the Billboard, came out too as well. The Billboard nominees came out. 2019, I want to say, I think that is a thing. So we might be talking about that too once I pull that up too. So, yeah, man. Before we jump into things, first, man, this is a Press Play Network podcast, of course. You can also check out other podcasts on the Press Play Network, like Nerd Flow. You also got Three Kings, which will be coming back very, very soon this month as well. We also have I don't say a special guest. I think he's past special guest. Guess the word is just honorary reject that, you know, tends to visit quite often. How about that? So, but what's up, young? How's it been going this week, Doc?
Chilling. Just trying to process some stuff, but you know, we finna get a little bit of it. Get a little bit of it out. You know what I'm saying? Talk to the people. Try to put some positive energy out there, man. It's been a little rough this weekend, so I'm trying to put a little positivity out there.
Yeah, most definitely trying to put out some positive energy. Man, if you've been sleeping under a rock, you kind of know what's been going down. It's been all over media, all over the place. Nipsey Hussle on Sunday, was it March 31st, was shot down in front of Marathon Clothing, his clothing store, by, I guess, what's, okay, so I've been hearing, you know, of course, when, you know, stuff goes down like this, man, you know, there's a lot of he say, she say type of stuff, there's a lot of rumors and stuff like that. The cat that shot Nipsey got shot 6 times, not sure where all of the... Did he get shot in the head, or was it...
They said from what I was saying, they said 5 times to the chest, 1 time to the head. So, you know, the thing is, man, you got the conspiracy theories going around. Then you got the people that... Like, I just hate... And the reason I wanted to do this is it don't matter what you think, because you got people going at each other about it.
Yeah.
And you got people just like, oh, y'all ain't real Nipsey fans, why y'all want to go listen to his music now that he dead? Then you got the people that's like, you know, man, I don't know Nipsey, so I really don't care about him getting what y'all grieving for him like that for, like y'all knew the man, everything. Look, man, it all don't, none of that matter. That's trivial. The thing is, another man that was doing something positive, another black man that was doing something positive, using his platform to do something positive in the community to try to show people how to do it a different way, has been killed.
Yep.
Has been taken from his family, has been taken from his community. That's what we need to be focusing on and trying to make something out of that tragedy, make something positive out of it. Because only thing all that back and forth doing is feeding to the negative energy and the negative stereotypes that the enemy want us to keep on portraying upon ourselves.
Right.
And don't none of that, like real talk, man. I'm tired of it, honestly. Just being honest about it, it's cool for us to joke around and stuff like that. But man, like real talk, it's all that negative energy, man. It's time out for it. We just, like, if we focus, as much as we focus on the negative and we create stuff to be mad about, if we rechanneled all that energy and put it into the community and start walking in the type of shoes that Nipsey and others then walked in to try to uplift our community, we could be doing so much more better.
Yep. That's definitely the truth. Definitely the truth on that part. Man, okay, so evidently Nipsey knew the man that shot him down, of course. Actually, some friend of mine showed me an actual picture of him with a group of, I guess, people, if you knew from the hood or whatever the case may be. And yeah, he was there playing his day. They circled him in the picture and stuff like that. A lot of people trying to say stuff. They're like, oh, because it was gang related, blah 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 blah. I mean,
it wasn't gang related because it. See, that's another thing. Stop throwing out them false flags, bro. Like real shit. Like it wasn't gang related. That man was in. That man from the same hood. That man from. They probably had some type of dispute. We don't know. We wasn't there. Stop assuming stuff. We don't know why the man was killed or nothing like that. All that don't matter. Stop making this stuff up just to get likes.
Yeah.
Because that's all it really is. People are sitting up there fronting and flogging on Facebook because they want likes.
Yep.
You want to feel good about yourself, so you want to use the death of another man to make yourself feel good.
Yeah. And then, okay, so then we got the conspiracy theories and all that good stuff. So, conspiracy theory that was going around.
Touching it. You ain't finna get me beat up. I'm not touching it.
Let's talk about this, though. Let's
you ain't here in Greenville, so I ain't touching it. I'm gonna let you have the conspiracy theory. Because I don't need nobody to see me in the street. If you call me no coon, I don't need nobody in the street to call me idiot for thinking for believing in the conspiracy theories. I'm not touching that. Ain't nobody gonna know how I feel about that part because.
I'm talking about the documentary he was doing. So.
Yeah, that. But I'm just saying though, that's what they saying. That's where the conspiracy theory come from. They like, yo, the government killed Nipsey because he was making a documentary on Dr. Sebi. I'm not touching it because no matter how you go come at it, you on the wrong side of either one. If you believe in that theory, you on the wrong side according to some other people. If you don't believe in the theory, you on the wrong side according to the people that believe in the theory. So I'm not touching it. Mm-mm. Nope. I'm going to let you go ahead and say your piece on it, but me, nah.
All right. So whole thing with it is that the doctor, what's his name? I can't pronounce his name. Dr. Sebi. Okay. Dr. Sebi. So thing was with him was that he actually. All right. So,
bro, I just said that.
Think about
live. You walked away. That's what I said.
Think about live recording. All right, man. So basically, this gentleman was basically stating that, you know, he was able to cure a lot of the major diseases that plague humanity, cancer, AIDS, all that good stuff, said he was able to cure it through some, and in more words or less, I mean, you can kind of like Google this and look this up yourself, in some very holistic ways and stuff like that. And, you know, there's some people that believe, there's some people that don't believe that that was the case or whatever the case may be and stuff like that. And Nipsey was doing a documentary about the gentleman in relation to like exposing how he was done, and, you know, how he died and stuff like that. So there is a theory floating around about that. I mean, there's a part of me with the doctor and stuff like that. There's a small part of me that kind of believes that he was able to do that, because let's just take it from a standpoint of every disease and sickness on this earth, if you believe this, God put a way to resolve every disease. There's a cure on this earth for everything that we have that plagues mankind. So there's, like I said, there's a small part of me that kind of believes that man was able to do so. And to also boot, I do also believe that, you know, not that he was killed or anything of that sort, from a conspiracy standpoint, but I probably do feel that, you know, the powers that be were trying to probably maybe shut him up, because we all know in some cases and some things, a lot of these things can sometimes be like a money pit. I'll say that much. But we'll move on.
Yeah, I mean, let's just keep it 100. If we all were to cut out, if all of America, let's be 100 about the thing. If all of America was to say, we just want to be on the alkaline diet, we don't want no GMOs, we don't want no processed food, we don't want no sodas, we don't want no juices, we don't want nothing manufactured to go in our bodies. Other thing we want to go to an agricultural state where we growing our own food in our own communities like that. And that's what we gonna eat. We only gonna eat meat that we raise ourselves and things of that nature. Or we may not eat meat. America's economy would go straight to hell. America's pharmaceutical companies would go straight to hell. They would collapse. They will be destroyed. And I can see why a lot of people believe that, you know, if we went that the government trying to stop people from doing it, you know, putting that information out there, because it'll wreck, you know, the rich will lose a lot. You know what I'm saying?
That's why some people feel the way they. So to talk on top of that, man, because I said before, man, I've been doing keto for like almost going on like 2 years. I think that's why some people have some apprehensions about, like, there's some people in the health community, Jillian Michaels, for example, be talking down on like the ketogenic diet, just because we've been fooled to think that the whole fat-free movement that happened in the 90s with all the foods and, you know, throwing fat-free on stuff, that everybody thought that it was the way to, like, oh, if it's fat-free, I can lose weight, blah, 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 blah. And in a lot of cases, that's not really the case. It's typically the sugar that we consume that causes us to have a lot of the problems that we have, especially in like the Black community, carbs and all that stuff. So,
I mean, and this is, I don't want to get too far off topic, because we supposed to be talking about Nipsey. Yeah. I'm trying to get in contact with our guest again, but money is the root of all evil, man. Let's just be honest about it. If these folks can't make their money, then these folks would do anything to keep their money flowing. It's just like anything. If we want the gas to go down, we could honestly make gas go back down to 98 cents if we wanted to. The thing is, everybody got to be on the same page. And that's the thing in this country. Everybody's not going to be on the same page for nothing. Because we got a lot of people that just like teachers in Mississippi. If they want to raise, all the teachers got to strike. But they're not going to do that because they got to think about, man, I got them bills. That's exactly what they're going to think about. I got them bills. My kids got to pay. I got to pay for daycare, all that type of stuff. Like, ain't no, you know, people scared of the outcome, but it's going to take action to get the results that you want to see.
Yep. True that. Definitely true that. Batman, back on the Nipsey Hussle tip, though. So let's talk about, I mean, there is a young, I don't know if you came across this in the past week or so. So there's a, I think it's Fox 11 News. They had a special a year ago on Nipsey, kind of talking about all his different businesses and stuff like that. And so for those who don't know, or probably may or may not have seen this video in particular, or may not even know. I mean, this man bought a block of he owned a block of Crenshaw.
Yeah, I saw that. And then that video been floating around Facebook also. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah, so he has of course he has, you know, had the Marathon clothing shop. He also had I forgot what they called it. They called it I don't say special needs, but essential, an essential shop. So it was colognes and stuff like that.
Yeah, clothes.
I even saw black tees and white tees in that mug. So it was just
yeah.
So just
and he was just getting a barbershop. They was doing the barbershop up in there. You know what I'm saying?
He got the barbershop going. He also had a Creole restaurant that he was in the process of doing.
Yeah.
He also was working with the, because he even said a lot of it starts with the youth. And, you know, he redid a basketball court. He actually worked with Puma. To actually redo one of the basketball courts in one of the elementary schools that had one of the schools that had a very, very high filing rate in the area and stuff like that. Just trying to show them that, you know, it's not all about because, I mean, when you grow up in, you know, in neighborhoods like this, especially stuff like Crenshaw, stuff like there's a lot of violence and stuff like that. Just trying to show kids there are other ways to be and other ways to, you know, there is a better way of doing things. Let's see what else. I'm trying to think what else. Yeah.
Thing, he was taking the artists that was doing the music and employing them.
So they were he gave them gave artists a 9-to-5 until they got kind of made it big, I guess you want to say. So, you know, they had something to support themselves with other than just because, you know, it always takes a while. We all know, especially we know, takes some time for you to blow and stuff like that. So you still got to do regular 9-to-5 to keep the lights on. He also had another facility called Vector 9. And so I think Vector 90 is what it was. And so basically what that was is basically a spot. And it's actually, when I saw this, man, this is a great idea that needs to be in other communities and stuff like that. It's a place for people to network and sit down and do work, or entrepreneurs to kind of a place of peace for them to just sit down and, you know, network and just work on business and stuff like that. And I never ever thought about that till I saw that video. It was like, that is something that communities need to have other than just going to Starbucks and sitting in Starbucks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, bro, I'm gonna be honest, man. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not trying to be negative or nothing, but that's our guest that was gonna be on the show was Keeper Ruffin, you know what I'm saying? But I just talked to bro. He said he got to tend to some husband duties, so, you know, I understand that, you know, wife come first, you know, family come first.
Yeah.
So we also want to congratulate them on their future arrival. So, you know, they got a baby on the way, so congratulations to them. We ain't been on air to tell them that. So shouts out to Keeper Ruffin and Lakeisha Davis. All right, but we could do so, like here in Greenville, let's just be honest. We as people that live in Greenville could change the city for the better. But honestly, I feel like it's too much of a crab in a barrel mentality around our city, because it feel like we don't want to see people come up, or we don't want to see certain people in positions of power. You know what I'm saying? Because to me, it still feels like, even as adults, it still feels like it's a popularity contest when it comes to things like that. You know, they don't care about the objective of the person. They just picking the person they like. And right. that creates a push and pull where things don't never get accomplished. Things don't get done the way they should get done. I mean, so, and I feel like that's what Nipsey was trying to change in Compton and in Crenshaw.
Yeah.
And to me, I don't know what was on Eric Holder's mind. I don't know what him and Nipsey had going on or what, but you know, I feel like that's the type of mentality that he had that made him do what he did to that man, to take him away from that community, to take him away from his family.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people tend to have jealousy in their heart and all that type of stuff that causes them to do things. And, oh yeah, like you said, like crab in a barrel mentality and stuff like that. And it all comes down to, man, like, I mean, you have to, like, just speaking from a perspective of just how other people do, man. You have to be around like the saying says, you have to be around like-minded people. Sometimes you have to be around people that are doing better than you, so you can learn from them and kind of piggyback off of them. And in some cases, you know, sometimes in the black community, a lot of people don't really like that type of thing because they feel like, oh, you just gonna, some people have the thing like, oh, you gonna steal my shine, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like somebody told me once, if you the smartest person in your group, if you the most well-off person in your group, you need to change your group.
Yep. That is.
You need to get around people that's doing better than you to right. show you how to get better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is most definitely some word of advice for anybody. If you're trying to do better in life, you got to get around people that are doing better than you, and that are, you know, aspiring to do bigger and better things.
Exactly. Like, man, I get called a hater because I'm gonna put it this way. I get called a hater because I'm not a LeBron James fan. I'm not a fan of the man, but I respect the man. I respect what he does in the community. You see what I'm saying? And I can respect the man and his mission, but not associate with him. And I can support the mission and not associate with him. You see what I'm saying? Just because you're not fond of somebody don't mean you can't support the mission and the goodwill that they're trying to put out there into the world.
Right.
Now,
right.
if you run around here, everything that fall out your mouth is negative. Everything that you say, you trying to downgrade folks. You trying to belittle folks. You trying to step on people to get to the top and all that. I'm not with that, man. I'm not going to respect you. I'm definitely not going to associate with you. That ain't what I'm about. You know, that's why that's one of the reasons we came up with this platform, is to be uplifting to the people that we know, especially like people that was independent rap artists, you know what I'm saying? So we came with this platform to give them a platform to help them out and not be biased about who we, you know, put on our show.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's a lot of folks that didn't mess with me that's on our show. But, I mean, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, man. I mean, with Hip Hop Rejects, and this is not just go off topic too much, but man, our platform is all about, you know, helping artists and stuff like that, man. Helping independent artists. We coin ourselves the the number one independent hip hop podcast that's out there, because nobody else, everybody else is all about the mainstream artists. Everybody else is all about supporting the mainstream artists and stuff like that. So, we always will continue to be about the independent artists, spotlighting them, putting shine on them. No, even if not even just where we from, but from, you know, all over the world and stuff like that. So, but yeah, man. Do we got anything else? Any other things we want to add about Nipsey before we move on to some of these Billboard's nominees?
I just again want to send my condolences out to him, to his family, his community. I can't sit here and lie and say I was a Nipsey fan. I didn't really listen to his music, and I heard some of it, but he wasn't nobody I was clamoring to. But I did respect his agenda, you know what I'm saying? And I respected what he was trying to do in life, man. So, again, my condolences, and I hope we can take from a tragedy, you know, something positive and use it as inspiration to do better in our lives and in our community.
Yeah. Another note to add to the whole Nipsey conversation too, as well, is that I did hear that he will be recognized by Congress for his philanthropy. So that is definitely a good thing, because there's hardly ever any hip hop artists that are recognized for that. So that is definitely a good thing that we're hearing from Congress that they're going to recognize his philanthropy.
Speaking of that being recognized, T.I. was recognized by his state senate for his philanthropy and community service. So
real quick though, and this is more of a kind of like a funny thing. Have you heard about the whole thing that went down on Instagram with Future? Saying that, you know, this is what we supposed to been doing to me, because people
Instagram roasted him.
Yes, they freaking demolished that boy.
I think he posted that on Instagram and Twitter. And I think they like annihilated the Future for that, bro.
Yeah. People went in talking about the whole Sierra situation on him and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, they laid in on bro.
Yeah. And it's like, man, Future, I ain't never heard you talk about that ever. I would say, like you mentioned earlier about T.I., I'd probably say T.I. probably more than anybody, because T.I. has a construction company, all this stuff, building houses and stuff like that. I would say probably him in Atlanta probably way more than anybody, honestly.
Yeah, man.
Doing stuff on that level, like a, you know, like a Nipsey Hussle and stuff like that.
Yeah, Tip been doing it for a long time too. Like, even before he started becoming like a activist, Tip had, you know, was doing stuff in his community. So, you know, I can honestly say Tip been doing it for a minute, man. And, you know, you got to salute Tip on that. Even with all the negativity that was surrounding Tip over the years, you know, he still was trying to do something in his community. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. Exactly. All right, man. Let's transition over. I forgot to do my little two cents on Nipsey. I was a Nipsey Hussle fan. I heard Nipsey on a Communion track, When You On, when I first time I heard him. And when I saw him, he instantly reminded me of Snoop, like a new Snoop. That's what I looked at him at, because I mean, I forgot there's another cat from like a long time ago in the early 2000s that was like the same thing, that reminded me of Snoop as well. But like Nipsey probably more than anybody reminded me of that. But no, I've definitely been a fan. I can't remember exactly what episode, but I there were some episodes where I talked about how good Victory Lap was on last year and stuff like that. So but yeah, no, it really sucks to see somebody that talented that's doing that type of positive doing stuff positive for his community, you know, get taken away and stuff like that. I actually read like a long Instagram post because one person I was like super concerned about to see what he had to say about it was the game, because I know they were like,
oh yeah,
really cool. The game. Like that. I was waiting to read his post after all that happened. First person I thought of after it happened. So, yeah. All right, man. So, y'all know on the Hip Hop Rejects, we're always known for, you know, talking about award shows and stuff like that. And I think most the nominee episodes are kind of always like our like most listened shows. And we want to know why though, too, for real, because it's always kind of weird when we look at we look at stats and stuff like that, especially like BET Awards and stuff like that. And then when we took the break last year, we didn't even get a chance to cover last year's BET Awards or Hip Hop Awards for that matter last year. So I know we'll definitely be covering that this year. But this year we're going to be talking about the Billboards. You can go back to some of the, or I think I'll say episode 6 or episode 10. For those, if you want to go back and kind of listen to our take on how we feel about, we had a whole episode about award shows, how we feel like, one, they're not legitimate to a certain
extent. Yeah, I was just going to say award shows are trash.
Yeah, they're straight trash. But the Billboard.
Main reason, my boy J. Cole.
Yeah, but the Billboard is the only one we kind of feel is probably the most legit, purely because it's based off sales. And of course, numbers don't lie. So that's why we feel kind of like the Billboard is probably way more than any of the other popularity contests, especially when we talk about like Grammys and stuff like that, because there's a bunch of high-end execs and who's who of the music industry making all these choices and stuff like that. So, all right, man. So let's break down these categories. We probably may not go too far into too many like categories that are not associated with this show. We're gonna kind of keep it to like, you know, the best of this category, the best of this category, you know, some hip hop, some rap, whatever the case may be. So that'll be kind of the areas we'll be touching on and stuff like that. So, all right. And then of course we always do on these episodes for like nominee episodes, we always typically kind of give our take who we think is going to win or who's going to take it for that particular category. So let's go. All right. So first one we got top artists. We got Cardi B, we got Drake, we got Ariana Grande, Post Malone, and Travis Scott. Top artists for 2019.
Cardi going to win.
I think Travis.
I'm sorry, see.
I think Travis going to take it.
You think Travis is going to take it?
Mm-hmm. I really do. His album, like, and I know when, because the, his album was up there for a good minute during the, because he came out right after Nicki dropped, or was it before? I can't remember. Oh, no, Nicki dropped her album after he did. You know, that's when Nicki, we didn't get a chance to talk about this, but when Nicki, you know, kind of gave this whole thing, it was like a more of a feminist type of thing about, because she didn't get, you know, she wasn't on the front page of Spotify when her album dropped, and Travis, they overshadowed her from when her album came out, and she was just doing this whole little, Nicki's become very of a crybaby to me lately, like on a lot of stuff. There may be some legitimacy to some of the stuff she says, but a good majority of it, man, I feel like she just be crying at this point when it comes.
Man, look, we are in an era where it's not good to say anything negative about women. Let's just leave it alone.
I can't do that. I can't. Royalty can't do that, man. I refuse to live.
See how the tables been turned. Remember, I used to be the one that there was no holes bar. Remember, if you've been following the show,
I refuse to live my life and live and do this particular podcast or any other podcast on Press Play Network that I am a part of on from a PC standpoint. I'm not gonna always be like a politically correct person when it comes to this. If I feel like, you know, that you like being a whiny butt, about something, then hey, that's what you're being is a whiny butt about stuff. So yeah, whatever. I'm not gonna feed into that, because there's a whole conversation that can be had about that whole thing about people being, you know, these parents that act like this. So hold on a second. All right, we got let's see what we got. Top male artist we got on the docket, we got Drake, Post Malone, Travis Scott, Ed Sheeran, and XXXTentacion, however to say his name.
Hey, he might end up winning because he died. I don't know. I'm gonna be honest. I'm showing my age. I don't know. I don't know no songs about bro. I couldn't tell you how bro looked or nothing. Like, I don't know the kid.
I know what he looks like. I know all of that stuff, and I know all of that. But with him, it's just his past and stuff like that is kind of more his downfall and all of that stuff. So. That's typically what, because even my wife was kind of like, people, let's say comparing it to his shooting death compared to Nipsey's. Tupac.
At first they was talking about like, oh, he was next Tupac, and now like, yo, I'm tired of that.
What,
yo,
circle?
Nobody's nobody is gonna be the next Tupac. Nobody is gonna be the next Big. They stand alone, y'all. I'm sorry. Yeah. I know. Just say, you know, they such and such for your generation. You know, for our generation, Pac and Big stand alone.
Yeah, yeah. That's most definitely. No. The answer to that is no, 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 yeah. No, and no. Okay. And no, I don't feel he's gonna win just purely because he died. I don't.
It's either him or who else they said? Because Drake ain't really, what Drake doing 2018?
There's some stuff, but let's be honest, I don't listen to it.
Like I didn't see Drake really putting too much out in 2018.
Right. Like, well, yeah. I got some super fans I could probably ask, and they probably tell me everything, but yeah, we ain't doing that though.
all right. Top female?
No, these are males, man. that's the sad part.
No, I thought you was moving on to top female.
Oh, no. Nah. Oh, yeah, top female. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got Cardi B. We got Ariana Grande. LMA, Taylor Swift. Not really hip hop related, but I mean, top female artist. I mean, 2018 was Cardi B's year, man. Regardless of she had a baby, she took some time off, but she still was, you know. Cardi B may take Billboards too. Did she take on some Grammys too this year? I know we didn't get a chance to cover Grammys or anything like that either. But I remember. I can't recall.
I couldn't tell you.
Okay. All right. Top Billboard 200 artists, Drake, Ariana Grande, Post Malone, Travis Scott, XXXTentacion. Top Billboard 200s. I'm going back to Travis Scott on this one. I really am. The Astroworld album was, you know, very, 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 very popular album. 2018. Had a lot of hype behind it. Funny thing about that though, man. Out of all the artists off Grand Hustle, he is doing the most. Out of all the artists they have on Grand Hustle, and he's one of all of them that doesn't look like he even part of Grand Hustle, if you think about it.
That's true.
The way Travis Scott swag, he just don't seem like he's like a Grand Hustle artist. That's always what I always, when you look at him, he just doesn't seem like he fits in with Grand Hustle. A whole lot to me, but he is, and shoot, T.I. can freaking chill with the artist of his caliber on the roster. So, which is always the point of building a record label. So, Top streaming song artists: Cardi B, Drake, Ariana Grande, Post Malone, XXXTentacion. XX was probably might win that, just purely based off the streams he got off after he passed away, because people didn't know who he was.
I guess, but you know what I'm starting to feel like it's feeling like 2018 wasn't a good year for music, because I'm still hearing the same names.
Same names over and over again. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, it just feels like wasn't much music put out in 2018.
Man, a lot of music is, in some sense of the word, a lot of music these days can be, can I say hidden? You have to really dig for it in a lot of cases sometimes, stuff like that. So a lot of the good stuff is not always out, a lot of times not always out there in plain sight in a lot of cases and stuff like that. So you got let's see here. Let's do top let me see. I'm gonna skip the R&B. Let's see, rap. Okay, there we go. Let's be the categories. We got four categories for that, and then we'll be good to go after that. Top rap artists: Cardi B, Drake. Who the heck is Juice WRLD? Somebody please tell me in the chat. Post Malone and Travis Scott.
Cardi gonna win
it. Yeah, I never heard of Juice WRLD. I would assume Juice WRLD is the group, but I'm pretty sure it's a freaking person. Pretty sure it is.
I couldn't tell you who it was neither.
Nope, not me neither, bro. And I hang around some people that listen to some other artists that I don't choose to partake in myself. And you know, I listen, you know, when they say, you know, hey, check this out, blah blah blah. No, I'll check it out, but I'm like, I'll quickly tell them if I ain't feeling it. But then we got top rap male artists. You got Drake, Post Malone, Travis Scott. Again, I'm going back to Travis. I think Travis is probably, because I'm going off billboards. I'm not going off popularity. If it was popularity, then Drake probably win. But I think I'm going with Travis Scott on most categories he's in. This is going to be an easy one. Top rap female artist: Cardi B, City Girls, never heard of them. Nicki Minaj, going with Cardi B. Yeah, that's an easy one. Top rap tour: Beyonce and Jay-Z, Drake, and Travis Scott. Mm.
Well, we already know who won that one.
That's a hard one. I honestly will say that is a hard one, because Travis Scott tour was pretty lit. Of course, Drake, we know Drake's is, and it's Beyonce and Jay-Z. What do you expect? So that's a hard one for me. That, you know, I'm pretty sure they both pulled in, you know, racks on racks on racks when it comes to, you know, the tour revenue, but I'm pretty sure they're all pretty much like way, way up there for sure, though. I will say that much. Let's see here. Let me see, man. Do we got anything else that we need
Nah, I think that's it. Other than tell them to follow the social media and to like and share the show.
Yeah, man, like and share the show, Hip Hop Rejects. This is, of course, it will be an ongoing thing. 10 p.m. Central, Facebook Live, Hip Hop Rejects community, or the Hip Hop Rejects official Facebook page. You can also skip all of that and just visit our website, which is thehiphoprejects.com. Listen to it live. It is live on the live tab right now on our website as well. And you can do that every single Friday night at 10 p.m. Central Time. Press Play Network podcast, of course. We also got Indie Spotlight. Be cranking that back up real soon. Send all your artist music in. You can also just visit thehiphoprejects.com, and we have information on the website that tells you how to submit music to us and how you can get it on the show on that particular segment that we'll be starting back up in the next couple weeks. And yeah, man, I think that's primarily it that we'll be talking about this week. And yeah, man, we'll holler at y'all and see y'all for episode 102 of the Hip Hop Rejects.
Holler at y'all, man. Again, rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle. God bless. See y'all next week.
Yes, sir. Amen.